I'm Pamela Powell for Fet Lifestyle Magazine. Ellen Maldonado, whose name you'll recognize from the award-winning sitcom Black-ish, is also a very creative entrepreneur. He has developed an app that gives new life to short films. Everybody Digital is due to launch in March, and Alan sat down with me during the Sundance Film Festival to talk about this concept and why he developed it. Stay tuned to hear what Alan has to say about Everybody Digital. When I read through all the press notes that she sent me,
yeah.
I'm like, this guy has to be like 65 years old because he's got so many things you have accomplished that you're working on now.
Yeah, thank
But tell me about the app. I mean, I love shorts, and I'm always frustrated by the fact that I see all these great shorts. I go to film festivals all over the world, and I can't share them with anybody.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and that's where it all was inspired from. A friend of mine who had a film that was incredible, went on and win several awards, as countless other films have done in the past. And after the film festival circuit, it just died. There was no outlet, no distribution, no other venue where people could, outside of the film festival circuit, could view this film.
Right.
And that was frustrating, and seeing how much work you put into it, the talent that was inside of the film. So it inspired me to create an outlet to showcase these films, and the films of the future and the films of the past that are incredible, just have no room or no outlet to be viewed by the average consumer. Because a lot of times people that attend these film festivals are usually involved in the business in some capacity. But the guy that works at, you know, the Walmart and Starbucks usually don't attend film festivals. But they enjoy feature films, enjoy short content as we continue to learn and discover as these new millennials are more unplugged. They're getting more and more unplugged.
Right.
None of them even own cable or satellite TV, so they absorb all their content through their phone. So, which is why we took the idea of the short film and just the place of society where attention spans are getting shorter and shorter, and thought it was the perfect marriage between the two, where we would have an app that's exclusively for your phone. It's not built for Apple TV. It's strictly for your phone when you have that moment in between.
Yeah, 7 minutes to kill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you want to watch something of substance and of great production, and something that you thoroughly enjoy. And we have original series for short films, and it's just exciting to be able to provide an app that I think that is a huge void in the film industry. I think short films are neglected tremendously, and I think it's about time that people really recognize short filmmakers as legitimate as feature filmmakers.
Right, and it used to be back in the day they would show a short film before the feature film, which was a lot of fun.
Yes,
and in my local community, I wanted my the theater owners to do that, so I kept plugging for them. He goes, "No, we have to show the trailers. You don't understand."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Yeah, but you're missing out on so many great films."
Great, great films.
So, who did you get to develop the app? Did you have to go out to Silicon Valley or something? How did you do that? Or is that your expertise too? Because you're actually 165 years old.
I would save me a lot of money. It's called Web Vixens. We've been developing it for the past year.
Okay.
And we're excited to launch it in March.
Okay.
We've set it up that we're like the short form version of Netflix. Where nothing on our app is over 20 minutes.
Okay.
We'll function in that same world as far as licensing short films.
Okay.
And when you see a particular genre, like if you want a horror film, it's a horror short film. When that film is over, you'll be suggested for the next 5 films. So that's where Everybody Digital comes into play, where everybody is promoting each other's film.
Okay.
As a person, as an actor, I've built a lot of great relationships with actors. And what we've been doing is we've been teaming up with a lot of name actors and creating short films for them.
Okay.
As I know several people that are on television shows, and they've been playing a cop for the last 8 years.
Right.
And a lot of times people don't see them outside of that. So we'll create a short film that's specifically tailored to what they want to you know, showcase
right.
to, you know, the industry as far as what other roles that they're capable of doing.
Okay.
And that's how we've been able to get a lot of names, a lot of people from, have some, you know, a lot of the cast from Black-ish
right.
is going to be in a few of the short films.
Okay.
That's the beauty of it, is that with the short films, we're able to knock them out in a short period of time, so they're able to do it in between their projects. So it's just a beautiful situation for everybody. I've been appreciative of all the people that have been involved, donating their time and really believing in my vision.
So when you've got access to, I mean, probably literally tens of thousands of short films out there.
Yeah.
How do you resource that? How do you get to these people?
Well,
do they know about you already?
And no, like, but yes, that's, there's a place. That's the thing. That's what we're doing this interview, is to get the word out.
Okay.
We're starting our promotions as far as getting out and teaming up with different film festivals and mm-hmm. trying to collaborate with them and make it more visible to these short film makers, as we've doing everything through our app and through social media. But at the moment, the idea of it is word of mouth is what's really been carrying us, you know, in our launch.
Okay.
As we're looking at growing our catalog throughout the years. But we're starting off very relatively small. We'll start about 50 films.
Okay.
And then we'll grow.
Oh, you'll grow fast.
Yeah, we're gonna grow fast. Yeah, we're gonna grow and continue to add to that catalog, as well as our original content, because we're shooting a short film a month. And then we're shooting digital series for the app as well. So like series every other month. So as far as our original content, we're plugging away. And we just look forward to the increasing amount of submissions from short filmmakers as they become more and more aware of what we're doing.
Okay. How are you going to be having people pay for the app, or do people who film?
It's going to be subscription.
Okay.
It's going to be
okay.
subscription based. Again, we kind of look at it as with a short form version of Netflix, where
okay.
we're half. It'll be $2.99 a month.
I'm subscribing. I know.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like I tell
three
people,
$3. I'm good. You know,
it's a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's not even depends on which one.
Right,
you're
right.
At, you know,
what Starbucks you go
seriously,
to?
Seriously, $3.79. Let me tell you.
Yeah, so it's a cup of coffee. It's one of those things where you can enjoy great content and have a large number of films that you have access to. We're dealing in an animated space as well, so we're gonna have some cartoons on there. It's going to be a place where short filmmakers can finally make money from their films.
Really?
Yes. That's the goal. Like, this is an upstart. In our first 2 years, we're establishing our name, establishing the company.
Right.
Where we'll, when you sign up for to be on the catalog, it's a 2 to 3 year licensing. So after the 2 to 3 years, we'll be in a position to be able to pay all of our short filmmakers
wow.
for their licensing. Just like what Netflix does when they pay licensing for their films.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They,
okay.
You know, so that's when, if you're seeing Netflix and you're like, where did that movie go?
Yes, absolutely.
That contract.
Or I recommend it and they're like, they're
yeah,
not there
the contract
anymore.
Is over.
I didn't know that.
So they pay them X amount of dollars to license it for that year.
Okay.
Or 2 years or 3 years. So that's the idea of it all, where short filmmakers can finally make short films
Aww.
And make their money back.
What a good heart. That is
and
awesome.
And make their money back. Because I know a lot of people that put their heart and soul and put their life savings sometimes
yeah.
online for a short film in order to get them the notoriety and the exposure as a filmmaker.
Right.
And I want to expand that to, again, to the average consumer. That's where they're losing out. The film festival circuit is such a small demographic
yeah.
in a larger scope of people that enjoy film. The people that go to AMC into whatever movie theater in their neighborhood
right.
aren't usually the ones that go to the film festivals.
Right, right.
So it's a large demographic that is are not reaping the benefit of these short films. So Everybody Digital is establishing that format, that space where we can actually be appreciated. The unique skill, because it takes a unique skill to be able to tell a story in 10 minutes.
You bet. I think sometimes it's harder to do
is.
That than it is to do a feature film.
Yes,
you know?
It is. You have so much time to tell your story,
right.
set up whatever backstory you have. You got all that. In the short film, you got either you make a break in the first minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the first minute. You make a break in the first minute because 9 times out of 10, you don't have a big name. You don't have all the things that these feature films are, you know, marketing.
Right.
You just have the art and you have a great story. That's usually, you have the pure essence of what filmmaking is. And I think that short films should be held in a higher you know, status in the industry. So this, with Everybody Digital, we intend to do that.
And the name of it is Everybody?
Everybody Digital.
Everybody Digital.
Yes.
So people can go online and take a look at Everybody Digital.
They can go to everybodydigital.com, and that's where they can submit their films.
Okay.
They can go straight directly there and upload everything right there. This isn't YouTube, where there will be a submission process. Not everyone will be accepted, as we will, again, we're setting up a position where we will pay you in the years to come.
Right.
So we want to make sure everything is of quality. Just like a film festival, you know, you want everything the top of the top
to be there.
So, yeah, everybody, please go to everybodydigital.com. And we're launching in March. I'm focused on giving an outlet and a home for these short films. As a filmmaker, I care that there's somebody at home that has spent thousands of dollars, time, called in pretty much all their favors to make a film that did great, that was well received. And for that short period of 12 to 15 months that you have access to these film festival circuits, after that, to be heartbroken, and it just, there's nothing, there's no more room, it just died. So I guess, like, I just want to, you know, bring all these great films back to life. That's what Everybody Digital is. We bring back life to all of these short films that have died after the film festival.
So cool. So cool. It really is. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Alan Maldonado talk about his new app, Everybody Digital, due to launch in March. Check back on realhonestreviews.com. That's R-E-E-L, honestreviews.com for updates, or go to his website, everybodydigital.com, for more information. If you're a filmmaker and would like his site to consider showing your short film, go to everybodydigital.com as well. Best of luck. You can follow Alan on all social media platforms like Twitter at Alan_Maldonado, that's M-A-L-D-O-N-A-D-O, or Instagram, Maldonado is everywhere, or on Facebook. I'm Pamela Powell for FET Lifestyle Magazine.